You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm currently joined by Liam White, who is running as the OUSA president for the 2025 Exec Moderna. Liam, how you doing?
I am great, thank you. How are you, Zach?
Nice. I'm chilling, man. I like the kind of dad fashion you got on today. It's great. The flannel and the pants and the white shoes. It's me.
Bro, it's since the first watch. Year. Bro, it's, oh, well, this is... There's actually a great political story about this. This is my granddad's watch.
So, oh, beautiful. This is my grandma's watch.
Oh, look at us go.
Yeah.
And so anytime I sort of do something that I would have wanted to call him about, I wear his watch.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the presidential forum today at 12 in the main common room. So come along, listeners. Yeah, so and also on the dad fit. on the most important political issues. Since like first year, I don't know what it was. Like, I've always just had that because it's comfy. You don't want to try hard, it's comfy. And then in first year, they did like the like who's most likely to thing, you know. The so I got they invented a category for dad of the hall.
Oh, yeah,
and I won that at 18.
Wow, incredible!
And I've kept that going. And I don't think the beard or mustache helps.
No,
that's always the comment I got.
It looks good on you though, man. Looks good. Oh. Kind of like, look like the dad from Inside Out.
Fuck you. I've got that for years.
That's a compliment if there ever was one, my friend. Were you at, what hall were you at?
I was at Tarangihira back when it was Tarangihira. Now it's 192 Castle College North.
Oh my goodness.
And then I was an RA at Carrington last year. And the reason I said that was because one of my residents said that to me.
Oh, right.
And it got put on the like confessions page.
No.
I also got told it like a white Pedro Pascal.
I see that.
I think if you had a couple more donuts, maybe.
Yeah.
If you didn't have such a good personal trainer. But.
That's remarkable. Well, you are running for the presidential candidate for the OUSA Executive 2025. I want to kick this interview off by asking who's your favourite president of all time, aside from Keegan Wells?
Oh, I mean, look, it might be a suck-up answer, but you can't not say Grant Robertson. Mm. Right, like...
I mean, president of any country.
Oh, president of any country.
Of anywhere, yeah. Of anywhere.
I'm going to... Does it have to be a president or just any leader?
I think president.
Okay. I think I'm going to set clear as restrictions. I mean, look, drone strikes bad, but Obama... like, just that swagger that he had. I'm talking like...
Let me be clear. Yeah.
Let me be clear.
Is that oil? Yeah, he's based. I mean, in terms of his riz, he's got plenty of riz. Still a US president, so...
In... Just to... You know, people say that OUSA do no work, but we were trying to find out the best qualities of each president. We were trying to build the best president.
Like a Voltron.
Presidents. Yeah. And we were like, well, who's got the best policy? Well, that's probably FDR. Who's got the swag?
Oh, right.
It's
right,
Obama.
Right. Yeah.
Who's got the best era? Bill Clinton. You know, like...
That's true.
It took like... I want to say like an hour.
Yeah.
But it was good fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, cool. We're going to get into the meat and potatoes of the actual interview here.
Yeah.
Can't just be a fluff piece.
Why not?
I'm not going to be a Jack Tame and be like, so why are you even alive? But I will ask, what do you think is the number one pressing student issue that you want to address in the role in the office of the OUSA Exec President?
I think flatting. Right. I think most students would agree that it's flatting. There's a great I don't know if it's an acronym, but a phrase that I heard of, cold, old, and mold,
is how
you describe housing in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. You know, we keep our houses 2 degrees lower than the WHO recommendation.
Mm.
Dunedin flats are shocking.
Yeah.
I was talking to some former residents of mine at Clubs Day, and I was like, oh, you know, how's flatting? And they were like, yeah, the mushrooms love our flat.
Oh, mate.
And I was like, oh, what? And they were like, yeah, we have mushrooms growing in our living room.
Sheesh.
And it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That can't be
kind of cottage core, though.
To the extreme. Bringing cottagecore inside.
Yeah. To the extreme. No, that is unfortunate.
It's really bad. But it's also, I then went to go talk to somebody at the DCC about it, and I was like, oh, what can you tell me about flatting in Dunedin? What can you tell me about the state of flats? And they were like, we can't even tell you the average age of a house in Dunedin.
Sheesh.
And I was like, oh my God. I said, okay, how many flats do you reckon are compliant with healthy homes? And she went, oh, well, they're, you know, they all have legal ability to be... They're all compliant, but they might have some...
Exceptions.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And so she said, probably 30% are compliant.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, oh, my God, that is shocking that we have these regulations, but they're not enforced, and but also that we don't even have any numbers to say how well they're enforced.
Yeah, and also, like, the whole the back... Was it the loophole of being a heritage home?
Yes.
You know?
Oh, that's massive.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Because so many of these flats are over 100 years old.
Yeah, and they're gorgeous and they're cool, but, I mean, we do have to have healthy dry
hops. Yeah, they're only good if people can live with them.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
controversial to say, people first, brick second.
Yeah.
So one thing I'm really passionate about is trying to get... and I know it's very much that, like, politician, like, we'll do a study, but I really want to get an assessment of flats in Dunedin, everything north of Frederick Street, west of the Leith, and south of Gardens New World. Mm. So really that, like, core studentdom, let's get into those flats, let's see what they're like, ask the tenants what they're paying in rent, ask them what their experience being tenants is, and it's part of NZUSA's, well... no longer NZUSA because it doesn't really exist, but some of the work that the National Presidential Student Association Committee wants to do around a cost of living survey, and this work fits really, really well into there. So the question that you haven't asked, but what is the second biggest problem for students? It's totally cost of living.
Yeah.
One of my mates was telling me, like, oh, I can't afford groceries this week. And I said, oh, what are you going to do for dinner? He said, dude, I've got Macca's points to spend. And that was his plan. He lived off Macca's for like 2 or 3 days trying to make ends meet.
Wow.
And it's... nobody should have to go through that.
No.
You know, especially with BDS going the way it is. You know, we want to try and move away from stuff as much as we can.
Yeah.
And...
I mean, also, like, if you do... I mean, there's... people tend to get jobs to supplement income, which takes away from their time to study.
Yeah.
So that's another big problem.
Well,
that's the double side of the coin, right?
And it fits into that flatting question as well. Like, it's not just a question of flats or a question of cost. It's, to me, it's like the entire Otago experience is sort of under threat. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, we are one of the few universities where you can walk 10 minutes in any direction and you're still in the university. You're still in studentdom. So what can OUSA do to keep that vibrant student community that we only have at Otago and is really special and it's what draws people to the university? What can we do to protect that and protect those students?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big questions, man. How does it feel to run uncontested?
It's a tough one because, for me personally, I can't lie, it's great. Last year I ran in for the political rep. I won. Mm. Humble brag. The political rep
candidate. I'll kick you out of my goddamn. Continue.
That's fair. For the political rep position for this year's executive, and it was the most contested position.
Really?
Yeah.
Like four people? Three people?
Far out. And it was tough. Mm. Like, I remember my girlfriend afterwards was like, shut up about OUSA. Shut up about OUSA. Because it was like, you know, you do a week of... talking to students, finding out what the issues are. Mm-hmm. Then you do a week of going to colleges, putting up posters, doing Instagram posts. Mm. And it was tough. Like, it was grueling. But it was necessary, because that's what we sort of expect from politicians, right? You know, as much as it feels really lame to call myself a politician, but I don't know, the dad call kind of fits in there.
Yeah.
but for me personally, it's much easier, because it means that I can actually take the time. Because, you know, I'm on top of OUSA, I'm also a master's student, and I am not at the point of my dissertation where I should be, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. So
So it's given me time to focus on those other projects that I sort of have let slip with OUSA. But also, I think talking about student politics more widely, it's not great. I can't tell...
Exactly, yeah.
I can't tell if it's a vote of confidence in that students like the current executive... they expect one of us to run again, because it's sort of the president. I do think it's a unique role in that you really do want someone with experience there.
Yeah.
Because it's a full-time role, because there's such high expectations on them.
Yeah. And this is, you're responsible for a lot.
Totally.
Legally, morally, spiritually.
Well, anything happens, the buck stops with you.
Spiritually. Yeah.
Keegan Wells is a spiritual leader. And so it's... I was wondering if it was that, or if it was students just don't care, right? Students are apathetic. It's a thing we hear all the time. And I don't... you know, I disagree with that to some degree, because I don't think students are apathetic.
I think they're just, like, blissfully ignorant, is how I would describe it.
I think it's they're too busy, to be honest.
That's also a big part of it,
like,
yeah.
I think, you know, it's very tough to, like, you know, like we were saying a minute ago, it's very tough to ask a student, hey, care about this election.
Yeah.
This student-based election when you are struggling to feed yourself. Yeah. You know, when you're struggling to pass your classes, when you have all this stress from, you know, whether it's a relationship, whether it's flatting, whether it's studying, whatever... there are so many stresses now in student life.
Mm-hmm.
And so how it's really tough to ask students to engage. And that's why we sort of see young people widely becoming more politically apathetic.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that is sort of turning a little bit now. Because I think now 18 to 24-year-olds are the highest vote proportion voters under 40, I think. So our generation is doing well.
Yeah, that's good. That's good to hear.
We're picking up some statistics, but yeah, we're on the right path. But it's, again, I don't know how I feel about being uncontested.
Yeah. Well, that was, I think, all the time we have for you. If people want to see more of you, they can go to the MCR at 12 for the forum.
Yep, or you can follow Liam for OUSA Prez on Instagram.
You can do too. I can't because I'm an OUSA employee.
You actually can.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.